Hello, this 5 minutes to prophetess the word of God, episode 177. 177. So let's go for our golden scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. He says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." And that we box it up with James 1:22. And James 1:22 is a very short verse, and it says, "But be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." And I always add what? That you will not walk in self-delusion. Oh, say amen. And say amen again. I see you walking in the word. You are a doer of the word. You're not just a reader or a hearer only, but you do the word. So let's go back to the James 1. And let's look at the verse 22 to 25. Very interesting read. He says, "But be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man." So now he says that if you are just a hearer of the word and you are not a doer, so there is a category of people who are only hearers. They hear and hear and hear. Oh, it's a very sad life. As I'm saying this, I'm thinking of some people I know who are just hearers only. You see, because when you're a doer, it's something that you target, you focus on. When you're a doer of the word, you focus on doing it. But when you are a hearer only, oh, you see them in church. And they are good church members. They come. They will come and come and come for years. But as they came in, so are they. No change. The same things that you dealt with a year ago, you will deal with this year. And the same things that you dealt with 10 years ago, up with them and about them and trying to help and seeing and counseling is the same that you have to deal with today. What you dealt with, what you dealt when they came into the church, what you dealt with when they came, is the same thing that is with them today. It's an amazing life. I trust God that this is not your life, because it hurts. It hurts so much. What a life. What a life. That you entered into the church. You became born again. You were doing so well. Then suddenly, it's like a relapse. It's like somebody who is in a cocaine addict and has had a relapse. And the person's state is worse than when the person had it first. So it's a serious situation we have here when you are just a hearer of the word, but you are not a doer of the word. And it says that when you are a hearer only, you are like a man. He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. So when you look at the other versions, look at New Living Translation. It says, "For when a man," but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, so otherwise what? Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. Oh, so sad. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror." is like glancing at your face in a mirror. So King James Version says that you're like a man who is looking into a glass. That glass there is a mirror. He said, you see yourself, then you walk away and forget what you look like. Very sad. This is not your portion. So see yourself. See what Christ has done. Because when you see, what are you seeing? When you see yourself, you see what you are in Christ. But you walk away and you forget what has been done in you. And then you walk like one who did never receive the blood of Jesus, never received forgiveness of sin, never received remission of sins, was never recreated. And you go back to live the way you used to live 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Oh, this is not your story. I know you do better. I know you are here on the word. You're so blessed. Bye.